Team, what progress did you make this week? What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, we're going to run through the workbook for the week. Let's see here. Not the workbook, the assignment sheet. Let's see here. I'm just going to pull that up. Keep us organized. Finish reading Power of Full Engagement. I'll speak for myself. That was a good wake up call. Okay. I went and got a cholesterol test on Friday again. That's been a minute. I'm just speaking from experience here. I got on the SoulCycle bike that is a Peloton competitor in my house. I'll do that again today. Dan and I had a good conversation last week, talking about an hour a day. Hey Pop, you guys, so you and Rob are kind of our idols on this. Since I'm only 40, I know nothing. Okay. Tell me what you guys are doing, as two incredibly fit and able, and with us and way better off than Mr. Biden. I'm sorry. Tell us what you're doing and what we should do for the rest of our lives.
Rob, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Go ahead, Shelley. I'm curious about what you have to say. I know what I'm going to say.
I have regular exercise, which includes gardening, but now that's being put to sleep, so I'll find something else. I'll create. That is exercise, by the way. Be very bright. We can't play tennis now, so I have to find something else. So I'm doing more work. We have a full workout room in our basement. Officially, I do it a Friday morning, 9 to 10. That's why we have our portfolio meeting at 10:15. I work with a trainer. I also have one or two other days a day I work in the basement. We have weights. We have a weight machine. We have a treadmill. So I do exercise, and last night when I was really frustrated about a few things, I took a walk at night. Because it's beautiful here, by the way. So I exercise regularly. I have a thing about eating. I stop when I'm full. Okay? And I try not to overeat anything. So my weight has been very consistent. By the way, I check it every day. When I was a teenager, I was fat. Okay. I check my weight every day, and I have a target. My target is 155. That's poundage because I've shrunk, height wise. And, if I go to 158 that day, I'm really careful what I eat. So we eat a lot of fish, but we eat meat, love meat. So what is it? Food, exercise. What else is there, guys? I read everything. Reading the Wall Street Journal to me is entertainment. Okay. I have all sorts of books that I'm looking into. Pleasure books are hard for me to get to, but I have books I want to read. Like I just bought the new book on Lincoln it's a great tome and it has new insights. I got to get rid of this for a second. I want to get to that. I've got a whole bunch of other books I want to read.
Shelley, how about sleep?
It is a problem with me. I can't seem to get enough sleep. Some of that's related to my age and past health experiences because I did have prostate cancer. That leads to waking up a lot, okay? Like today, I woke up early, and I just went downstairs and got some warm milk, believe it or not. and went back to sleep for about an hour. So sleeping is a problem with me.
So we sound like we're brothers. How old are you, Shelley, now?
80. Oh, I forget it. Oh my God, I dance. Dancing is exercise.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Sorry. Go ahead. I dance a lot. I really do dance and I'm pretty damn good at it now. So there. So yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Okay. So the two of the biggest problems that I've been involved with retirement communities. I was on the board for 10 years and the president. And one of the things about octogenarians, is they don't drink enough water, and they don't breathe properly.
Right.
So those two things, if you can practice proper breathing and drink enough water, not 2 minutes before you go to bed, but
right.
It will help your sleeping. But anyway,
boy, my wife says, drink water, not so much coffee. Okay.
Coffee's
it. So coffee's you and my wife agree.
Well, you want to drink, you want to drink a lot of water. The average American is dehydrated, sleep deprived, and doesn't breathe properly. They breathe short, shallow breaths rather than belly breathing like they do in yoga. So yoga is a great, So what do I do? I do what Shelly does. I weigh myself every single day and I have for ever and ever and ever. And that way, you know, I can still get in the same suits. I kid when I give a talk, I can still get in my Navy uniforms. But the point is that you don't want to be up and down. You want to be very, very steady in terms of your weight. So proper amount of sleep, 8 hours of sleep. And you should have a sleep ritual where you go to bed at the exact same time and you get up at the exact same time. You shouldn't vary that very much. A lot of people, you know, go to bed really late during the week and then get up late on the weekends. So they vary their weekends and their weeks and then their clock gets all screwed up. So try and build it so that you go to bed, and when you go to bed, don't read. I mean, don't make yourself crazy before you go to sleep. Get the TV out of the bedroom or shut it off. Read something that's calming rather than something that's going to scare the hell out of you. And then if you can do some breathing and some yoga before you go to sleep, really help you. So proper amount of sleep, exercise, an hour a day of vigorous exercise. If you have people that are retiring, give them a book, Younger Next Year, which talks about not 30 minutes, but 60 minutes of vigorous exercise. Proper amount of sleep, exercise, diet. Theoretically, you should eat 6 small meals, not a big meal at night. A lot of people starve themselves all day and then eat a big meal at night. Wrong thing. Try not to eat anything after 6 o'clock. You know, when you go for your glucose tests, when they're testing your sugar, they say don't eat anything after 6 o'clock. And think how good you feel the next day when you didn't eat after 6 o'clock. It just tells you that break fast is for real. You're supposed to fast. So you don't eat after 6.
I passed it on to my wife too. Yes, she drinks a lot of water, but has a very difficult time sleeping.
Right. So, I mean, these are the ideal things. So if you typically don't eat till 8, see if you can move it to 7. Okay. If you don't go to bed till 12, try and move it to 11. You know, just try and make incremental improvements in your life. Sleep, exercise, diet. So those are the big things that I've done. And I've opened, somebody said, when did you start exercising or when did you start running? Or, you know, I said, I don't know, 7, 8 years old. I don't know. When did I start running? And I, you know, I still bike. I do about 16 miles a day, 3 days a week. And then we walk 3 times a day. with the dog. And, you know, I was always training for something too. At your age, you should be training for something. Train for a 5K, train for a marathon, train for a hiking a mountain, train for something so that you can give yourself the motivation you need to get yourself and keep yourself on track. Don't try and do it yourself is a big point. I took about 30 people down to Jim Lair's for the weekend. And, we said we're going to do this for a year. 6 months later, I took them back and the instructions were to, hire a trainer. Half the group had hired a trainer and the other half hadn't. The group that hired the trainer made dramatic improvements. The people that hadn't hired the trainer had made no improvement. So the rest of them hired a trainer. The point is, don't try and do it yourself. You guys make money. You use the money. I call it life insurance payments while you're alive. Okay?
Yep.
You're going to spend it now, but you're going to save it later in hospital bills and aggravation and lifestyle. So, you know, we had the pleasure of traveling all over the world. And I'm, you know, when I was 60, I started traveling. I started hiking all over the world. So I've done, you know, Kilimanjaro. I've done the base camp of Everest. I've done hikes all over the world. And the advantage was that I could do it well and I could do it fairly easily. And the other thing was when I went on my pleasure trips with my wife to Asia and things, instead of sitting in the bus or getting into a wheelchair, I could climb up to the top of the temple and wave to them from the top of the temple. Okay. So it isn't necessarily you're going to prevent cancer or a heart attack. But what you're going to do is you're going to live better while you're alive. So I'm 74. I'm strong. I hit the golf ball the same distance I ever had. In fact, I hit it further now than I ever did. I don't know. I do this, right? I do this for this all 6 calls today. So, and I've got a bunch of projects going on, right? So stay active. Stay mentally challenged. And I've had cancer. I still have cancer. Who cares? You know, everybody my age gets something. You're going to have a heart. You're going to have something. I've had AFib. I don't care. Who cares? They haven't killed me. You know, they don't slow me down. So, you know, Shelly has had prostate cancer. 70% of my friends have had prostate cancer. My 2 brothers had prostate cancer. How are they doing? Great.
Very, very common.
Yeah. So
very, very, you catch it early, you're okay. I mean, there are other things that happen to you, but if you catch it early, you live. It's a bad way to die, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. And I've had many friends die of it, but it's about a 90, it's like more than 90%, maybe 95, 6, 7% cure rate now, or at least, you know, yeah, cure rate. What I have is leukemia and they can't cure it. It's incurable, but I treat it like HIV, you know, and I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm fine right now.
Thank God.
So that's your testimonials.
Good stuff there, my friend. Very good stuff.
Thank you. And, thank you for sharing.
You wouldn't know what we say in Yiddish, but we say, a bit 120, you should live to 120, okay? That's all my Yiddish lesson for today.
They've been saying that a long time, right?
Oh, yeah.
The other thing, Shelley, is when you're, yeah, you know, what is old? You know, old is always 10 years older than you are. At 80, you don't think 80 is old. You tell people 80, you know, they say, what do you think is old? You'll say 90. Right? Do you think,
yeah, well,
you look at me and you say, you know, do you think 74 is old? You go, no, you look, you know, you're like 40.
Well, people don't think I'm 80. I know I'm 80, but that's beside the point. But you have given very good advice here, and it's certainly worth listening to. I know my takeaway today is I'm definitely going to drink more water. I don't drink any water.
Well, here's what happens. The older you get, the less desire you have for water. You don't feel thirsty. Your body still needs it, but you don't, your brain is not telling you you need it. Okay, so you became, he dehydrated, and if you go and you watch people in these retirement homes, they'll go, well, Mrs. such and such is loopy, you know. Well, she's dehydrated, you idiots. Feed her water and she'll be fine. And that's what happens. They literally get loopy because they get dehydrated. The other thing that happens at the end of life is you lose your interest in eating. And you watch people as they are approaching mortality, they will stop eating completely. Just no interest. So think about that, especially for your older clients. Make sure that it isn't that they're like Shelley. It's not that Shelley's rude or anything or doesn't like his body. He has no interest in drinking water because he doesn't feel thirsty. Okay, he likes the taste of coffee and thinks that that's taking care of him. Well, that coffee's the opposite. It's a diuretic that makes you pee more. And so you get more dehydrated. So, Shelley, you just have to force yourself to put a big bottle of water on your desk and by the end of the day have it be empty. Okay?
Okay. So we guys, this is recorded. It's a good one for us to review. Okay, I took a bunch of notes, but this is a good one to listen to again. I'm glad we're focusing on health, which is such an important part of Supernova, right, Rob? It's feeling good.
Well, it's balance in your life. The idea is that, you know, I had a guy come to me when I was starting with Supernova, and he said, he worked for Edward Jones, and he said, I've talked with every person doing $1 million at Edward Jones. And everybody that's done $1 million has either had a heart attack or divorced or both. And he said, I don't really want to do that. So is there a different way? And I said, yes, you get the Supernova way. The Supernova way means you get balance in your life and you don't do $1 million. You do whatever millions you want to do based on your self-image of who you are and your confidence and a little bit of intellect. But if you want to do $5 million, you do it with the same number of clients. So it's up to you how much business you do, but you don't, more is not better anymore. So you raise your minimums consistently and then you increase your business. So he did. He left Edward Jones and started a Supernova practice. And, you know, I didn't encourage that, but he started a Supernova practice. And, you know, their model was do $1 million with 1,000 accounts and do $2 million with 2,000 and do $3 million with 3,000. And, but they couldn't form teams and they couldn't get their assistants registered. So you tell me about a crazy, crazy crowd, right?
I'm back, guys. We lost electricity, which may be out for 3 hours, but why am I back on? We have a gas powered generator and I'm back.
So we need for our body, right?
Yeah.
That's called, you know what that's called? A pacemaker.
Okay.
That was my joke for today.
Okay. Well, now you see my picture because I'm going in a different way. Okay.
Excellent. All right. So yeah, it's balance in your life. So how do you do it? You schedule it. So you schedule your workout times. Now, the best time to work out is before things get crazy. Everybody says, oh, I'm going to work out at 4 o'clock. And then Mr. Big comes along and you got a a problem and you work right through your workout, right? So either schedule it with a trainer at 4 o'clock so it's an appointment so you can't get out of it, or do it in the morning when nobody's awake. So mine was always 6 to 7. It still is. At my age, I'm up at 10 minutes, I'm at 5:50 and I bike from 6:20 to 7:20 and then I'm ready for my day. So I can have an 8 o'clock call. But, so you want to have a routine, a ritual that is good for you, but also don't get into this crap about being a morning person or whatever. That's all BS. It's where you do things that are, plus guess what? After you've had a bike ride or a run, your attitude is fabulous for at least 3 more hours because you got all those inexpensive endorphins running through your body. You've had a drug kick, which is really healthy for your attitude.
Let's shift gears. We've got 5 more minutes. Let's shift gears for a quick check-in from our directors, okay?
Yay.
All right, so director of planning, I'm going to go on mute so we don't get the reverb.
Morning, guys. Sounds like we do have a bit of that. Are you on mute? There you go. Great. So yeah, quick update here. We had, I think, 3 tasks to touch base on, today. Number of household pending on the reassignment. You know, it's really kind of zero here for that. The majority of the book is already aligned for Supernova purposes, which is great. So we don't have a big obstacle for entry here. Number of plans, I actually went through and counted what's outstanding or established already in Money Guide Pro. So Ben, this is a lot of your work. And I nixed, from this number, the, former clients or folks who are no longer, with Altman. And that left us with about 101 completed plans, and a couple in the works on top of that. So let's call it, what do we have over here? Like 4 or 5 plans, 6 plans. So we'll call it, 101 completed, 107, counting those in progress, which is a pretty awesome number. That said, I think our next task really needs to be, as we work through some of these that are open and pending, we need to go back and look at who needs a refresh, who needs an update and go from there. And then, I'm, a little remiss here. I'm unable to sort the number of our households versus Butler's because my Microsoft Excel license is not working right now. I need to call Itegria. So I'll have to circle back to the group, as far as that information goes.
Just for my help, John, how many clients don't have a plan?
Oh gosh. That is a number I've not counted. I would say.
Percentage done? Is that the question?
Yeah.
I'll pull a spreadsheet that I'll find that spreadsheet for.
Okay.
It's over 80%.
It's over 80%, I'm hearing from Ben.
Have a plan.
Have a plan.
Okay. So we still got, so here's what I would like from you is, to attack that 20% and say,
okay, great.
Know who they are and how many you're knocking out on a regular basis. Okay.
Got it.
Come up with a plan on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So updates on the other ones, new plans on the other ones, but let's get to 100% unless, and if we don't think they should have a plan, then let's, why are they a client?
Got it. Fair enough.
Okay, great. Terrific.
Okay, I'm off mute now. So let me see here. We're going to move on to Director of Implementation.
Okay. Update on investment process. Well, we have our 5, you know, risk-based models that have some proration of equities, alternatives, and fixed income. Our fixed income segment has been, and stocks, I guess, has been doing well. We continue to add some structured notes and some other things to try to find yield ideas in the fixed income segment. All things considered, though, it's going very well given the investing universe that we are given. Alternatives have been doing well. We've been updating and working on, structured, or excuse me, buffered ETFs. That was our newest thing, where we looked at, you know, where to put fresh new money at. And given where the market's been moving and the new products out, we've made a slight change and adding new money to a different ETF that has different risk reward going forward. All pretty stagnant though, or not stagnant, but pretty comfortable with that segment. And then equities, we were doing fantastic all year. We still are. Just given the news this morning, there's the rotation from a lot of the names that were COVID friendly, given the vaccine news. And so we're performing slightly today on the day, but, most likely that will
slightly is an understatement. We're actually down today.
Yeah.
On this huge, huge up, we're trying not to have a knee jerk reaction, but we're figuring out what companies we own that are COVID names that have no earnings.
Yep.
Well, one of the things is this barbell approach, you know, where you own some old economy and you own some new economy and balance those out. Mm-hmm. How about the 24-month calendar? How are you doing with that?
No real changes in the last week or two. I mean, but it's progressing. We talk during the week and have things added onto it. Like one of the things 2 weeks ago or maybe three was we were adding the possibility of adding charitable foundation discussions with some clients as a way to put, you know, sticky relationships or get them more sticky. And last night we actually had one, Ben Pav and I, off the top of my head, I don't remember what it was. We just talked about calendar for something.
Yeah, financial education for children.
That's it.
Okay.
So I think we're.
I'm just gonna quickly do the gap analysis on this because we're skip on time. We don't have a calendar yet for next year. I'd like it by next week. Okay. So to fill in, we did the quarter well. Next quarter is going to have to involve tax planning because it's the quarter for taxes. But we need a calendar for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That tax planning is going to repeat every quarter one. But we need a calendar for next year. It's got to go into the agendas, for topics for next time. But literally we need a calendar for all four quarters next year. So I'm going to say we're behind on that. Let's move on to director of branding.
Morning, everyone. Director of branding, my week assignment had to do with, client folders and, giving an update on that. I'm going to have a meeting this week with director of leadership, Ben, regarding, because I have a printout of and a list of everything that needs to be in the Altman folder, the client folder, prospect folder, and a center of influence folder. Now I'm just trying to figure out exactly how that's going to look, and then I just need to make all these folders. So, I guess you could say slightly behind schedule, but I have a pretty good idea about what needs to happen and just need to follow through on it.
Good deal. Thank you, Dan. I had that on our gap analysis to figure out what we're going to do. Last time I followed the folder to the T, I did the red and the blue. That was pre-Altman Advisors. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do. So I'm glad you're getting with me on that. Let's move on to number of clients scheduled. We have 70 clients scheduled. We know that one. It's actually more, because we've got Butler scheduled. That's just, by marketing relationship. Let's move on to growth and marketing. By the way, I know we've got a Supernova call 5 minutes ago, but he's got no email and probably doesn't know that he's got the call with us. So I'm just going to do it right after our meeting this morning.
Yeah, he's older than me. He gave up his email. No, he's 87. I've known him for 30 years, by the way.
Great. He was the world championship racquetball player for his age group every time. And every time he had a joke that basically, what did he say, Pop? Something about his competition kept dying or something?
That's right.
I'm killing it.
He would outlast his competition one way or another.
I'm killing it.
Right. Right.
He got tired of getting junk emails, so he said, screw this, no more email. You want me, call me.
That's a riot.
Right, but.
All right. Jamie, marketing?
Yes. Yeah, so slightly different sort of feedback. I'm preparing to sit my license exams probably by the end of this week or the latest, the beginning of next week. So that'll put me fully in the game in terms of solicitation of new business. In terms of identifying the pipeline, I probably made, you know, off the record, if I can say that, probably about 35, 40 preliminary calls and meetings with where I think new assets come from. And I've broken them down into sort of certain categories, centers of influence, as we call them. Obviously, I don't want to overstep the boundaries of compliance because the whole point was to get licensed prior to this exercise happening. But, you know, you've got to start somewhere, and I've sort of set the ball rolling. Broken them down into business owners and board members from previously affiliated companies. There's some liquidity events that have happened in my sort of inner circle and extended network in the last few months. And that is a really big sort of place for us to capitalize on. Going through the personal network and the family wealth connections and people that I have influence with, and I've had early stage conversations, which is very favorable. I think it'll start to click together from the pipeline of new business once I fully understand our investment philosophy and I can really sort of sell that and join the dots together. I'm getting closer. You know, Ben and I have had conversations. I'm seeing where our assets are allocated. But I think having that down to a science and an art form is the closer I get to that, you know, the better we're all going to be. But the early stage work that I've done there, it's proved to be quite positive. I think there's a lot of opportunity, and there is, you know, part of me that can't wait to get these licenses done out of the way so I can hit that full speed ahead. So, you know, in terms of the marketing, really I've sort of held off on doing anything solid with that until I'm, you know, my feet are under the table again with the licenses. So it's a cart before the horse exercise to some degree. But I think I made the right call is having these conversations in the last 3 or 4 weeks, because I'm going to be in a better place to capitalize and start bringing in some funds sooner rather than later. So that's where I spent most of my time. It's funny, I'm 44 years old now. I haven't studied for anything for about 25 years nearly. So this has been an exercise in re-engaging that part of my brain to learn something completely new, which I probably underestimated the transition of moving into that sort of thinking pattern. But the last couple of weeks have been better than the first couple. It was difficult staring at new material and getting back to studying ways again. So that's something to share on a personal level, but I'm over that hurdle now.
Good. Thank you, Jamie.
Yep.
All right. On to me, right?
Right.
Director of Leadership Update on 5-Star Model, Gap Analysis, Asset Growth, and New Relationships. Okay, we made a major breakthrough. We did have, you know, when you win some, you lose some, fine. We got blindsided, not completely blindsided. We had the opposite of an advocate. I don't know what that is. Hurt one of our relationships, even though, you know, whatever. The numbers don't matter after a certain point. We were literally up 20% for the year with equities, and we got, you know, fired because of fees. I think when you're up 20% and the market's up 5%, you pay for yourself. But, you know, if they're too stupid, I'm sorry, if they're too stupid to understand what we're doing for them, then go. I don't care if you have $5 million, okay? We lost a bunch of those when we started our company, and we're so much better for it. It's unbelievable. We ended up replacing them with smarter, better, nicer clients because, as I found, there's a lot of nice people with money.
Right.
So you don't need to work for the ones that are not nice with money. So at any rate, that's a supernova thing. You got to like, trust, and want to work with each other. So I'm good with it. I was, you know, it was the easiest $5 million loss in assets I've ever had. Let me see here. By the way, the daughter hasn't gone yet because she loved us. There's no reason to leave us, actually. I might actually give her a ring. So, Pat, do you mind throwing Dom on the board? Dom, too. I'll give her a ring. I'll try to save this. I was going to save half the relationship anyway if we want it because the daughter would inherit, but whatever. Ultimately, they don't fit into our model. So you keep half of $5 million. It doesn't fit into your model. So let's see here. I'm going to set some lofty goals. Jamie and I are going to have to get together on this, but our goal for this year is still to hit $300 million before the end of the year. Our goal for next year is to hit $400 organically, $500 inorganically. I want to hit $500 million by the end of next year. Okay? Jamie, $400 of that is going to be the $400 number is going to be organic.
Yep.
The 500 number is going to be inorganic. That's going to be through, actually, we'd hit 600. I'm sorry. If we hit our goal, we'll hit 600 by the end of next year. So I'm actually talking about doubling the business, in 14 months. We're going to hit 300 on our own. Jamie's got $100 million in the pipeline. And we're going to hire $200 million producers, which the goal is to get to 600 by the end of next year through, at this point, within a few months, I would say 4 months, we're ready to recruit. The Bravo team, we're going to reassign, 57 clients, $1 million in revenue. I'll keep 2 million on the Alpha. I have 1 million on Bravo and we'll reassign that to $2 million producers and we'll hit our stride as a $5 million revenue company. With Jamie's help, we'll get to 6 million. So that's the goal. We're at 3 million. We need to get to 6 million in revenue. We're just under 300 million. We got to hit 600 million. I know it's lofty, but through acquisition, we can do it. That's our, asset growth and new, relationship goal for 2021. Folders, I put that on Gap, 60-month calendar. That's part of the Gap analysis. Dan, I think we can use our templates as part of building the folder somehow. There's probably stuff we'll want to, combine between the Supernova folder and our templates that we're creating, there. And then I was touching on COA and prospects. Jamie, you and I just need to get together, probably with Shelly and, flush out, percentages of what we think, how warm these leads are. So there's my update, guys.
Yeah, and I can have that exercise ready to go through you guys as quickly as you want to do it. So just let me know.
Great. Oh, one other win. We got to celebrate, right? One other win is we you win some, you lose some. We lost. We've had 3 clients die this year. We've retained 100% of the assets.
Great.
Frickin' believable. We thought we were going to lose the assets from the last one. Turns out we're keeping it all and it's getting doubled. So not only did we not just go from losing it, we're not losing it. We knew she was going to bring in assets, but pop, we just found out from a call that Pav had doing financial planning that she's going to get 1/3 of the estate. That means that she's going to get, my understanding is, she's going to get, basically the assets that are kept with us. Today I have a call with the lawyer at noon to find out the details. Okay. So that's, I think, great. We're going to keep $4.5 million, we're going to keep the $4.5 million where it's going to be $9 million. So there's the big win celebration for the day.
She finally married the guy and I said, we recommended that. And she said, yeah, but I wasn't sure I wanted to marry him. So, and then he dies about 6 months later. Okay. Or a year later.
Good move.
Good move. And it's really strange because he was trying to use, he had, of course, like most voice investors before they meet us, for some reason they have a big loss carry forward. And so he was trying to use it up. We didn't understand it. Turned out she needed it. I'm like, why is he trying to use up his loss? He's like, take as many gains as you can. Like,
I think it was an ego thing. I think he wanted to show his accountant that he was making money again.
it wasn't rational. And actually his wife needed his losses. So I don't know why he was trying to use them up, but that's whatever. So, he didn't want to give her too much, you know.
One of the things, just go back through when you're looking at the folders, just as a homework assignment, make sure you don't leave things out, like the enthusiastically endorsed list and referrals given and received. There's some ideas in there that I want to teach you guys. We can go over that as homework for next week, okay? Just as an aside, plus the normal homework.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Good job. Nice organization.
Thank you too, guys.
Way to keep it together. Excellent.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks.